Round four. We're getting to the end there. This was a lot of questions. Okay. Next question. Where do you live? This goes back to safety again. When I first started on Reddit, I had no problem giving out that information. I don't give that out anymore. Just like I said, to protect myself. I do live in the United States. I will say that much. And yeah, I love when people have where they live in their usernames. I like to tease them, like if I'm talking to them. And like their name says, like, you know, like Chicago guy. And I start talking to him, and then I'll be like, yeah. And then he'll say, like, where are you from? And I'll be like, I'm from Chicago. And he's like, really? I'm like, no. But that's me with my sick, twisted sense of humor. I did have somebody let me know that, or he had asked if I was from Pennsylvania, because I guess 717 is a Pennsylvania area code. But then I talked about that in safety too, where I don't, you know, use any numbers that would relate to my real life. So I swear to you, I am not in Pennsylvania and I'm not in Chicago. So that narrows down, like, still have like 99.9% of the country. I'm somewhere in that 99.9% of the rest of the country. Okay, this one was really important to me. And I want to make sure that it is very clear. Have you ever done anal, and do you like butt plugs? Yes, yes, I have done anal. And it was with somebody who was very inexperienced, and did not use the right tools. I didn't know. I didn't know any better, and he ended up really hurting me. And I'm very grateful, because it could have been a lot worse, and it probably should have been a lot worse. But yeah, I got very lucky. So I will not do anal. That's something that, like, I can't even, like, pretend to do it, because it's just, like, a hard, hard, hard no for me. Nobody's getting near my booty hole. You can spank my ass all day long, but no anal, no rimming, no touching, no, like, nothing. Like, stay away from there. Pussy, you can touch that, you can fuck it, you can finger it, you can lick it, you can do pretty much whatever you want, as long as it doesn't cause permanent damage up there. But in the butt, that's a hard no. So then, along with that, with the butt plugs, I'm counting that, like, as a second question, because I feel like I need to reiterate, like, butt plugs, no. Anal, no. If you send me a chat request and you tell me that you're going to lick my ass, no. If you tell me that you want to fuck my ass, no. I can't do it. I won't do it. I'm sorry. Some people like it, and I completely 100% respect that for them, but it is 100% not for me. It is a 100% no zone. Okay. Moving on. What is the craziest place you've ever had sex? I'm sure a lot of you heard my cheating in the bar audio. That actually took a lot for me to put out. I was not in a good headspace. My mental health, my emotional health. 20s were really rough for me in a lot of ways. I have bipolar disorder, which, if you are, like, stalking my comments and stuff, you can see that. I post in the bipolar community quite a bit too. They're a really good tool for me. But yeah, so I was being medicated completely wrong. And I was completely fucking out of control. And putting that out there was extremely therapeutic for me to just get it out. I had never, ever spoken those words before. So I got that out there. But then, you know, as time kind of passed, I know it wasn't up for a very long time, but I could feel it start to trickling back, start to trickle back in. And I wanted that gone, because that's not the person I am anymore. So I deleted it all. I deleted it off of the everything. Like, it is gone from my life because that is not, it's not who I am anymore. But that was, probably the craziest place that I've ever had sex was in the bathroom stall of a dingy bar while people watched. Would not do it like that ever again. Okay. What would you do if I came to your house and told you that you could have sex with me with my thick cock? Fuck yes. This one had me laughing hysterically. Yeah, no. Please, nobody show up at my house and tell me that they can have sex with me. That's something that would probably fall under stalker category, and I'm just not interested in that. If by some crazy miracle I agreed to meet up with somebody from the Reddit community, it would definitely not be at my house. Not even close. So please do not show up at my house. But I'll still play with people online, but don't show up to my house. All right. That is where I'm going to end this section. We still have more questions, so.